Top of the hour, 9:59. We are the Steakhouse live at Flowery Bench. That's almost the first right there, huh?
That's, you did it. You recovered nicely. Fans are flocking in now. It's a pretty nice morning.
Define the term flocking.
Slowly walking, which rhymes with
people.
Flocking.
Yes. Yeah. We're live at Flowery Branch. My name is Steak Shapiro. That's Sandra Golden. Andy and Randy coming up at 11. If you're looking like, what's going on, have no fear. Your favorite midday radio show is coming up. And we have our third day on the air together, getting out some of the kinks and getting comfortable and enjoying the process of being able to be on in a city we love, Atlanta, Georgia, and a city that's given us so much. And you're here how many years now, Sandy?
25 years.
25 years. I've been here 27 years, like a lot of folks, a lot of transplants in this market, and a lot of people that found Atlanta to give them not only be their home, but, you know, kind of raise generations of families here.
Mm-hmm. How much does your life change when school starts? As Fulton and DeKalb went back today, but I'm just seeing him. I'm saying it because obviously there's not as many fans.
Yeah, Friday was nuts here and is very, very quiet here today. Mm-hmm. But everything changes. Yeah, I mean, I got three kids, 11, 15, and 17, so they're all still in the house. One's gonna
Who takes the little one to school?
Well, he can walk literally, it's a block and a half from the house, which has never happened.
Wow.
So, and then the older one drives the younger one because the 17-year-old.
Oh.
So you know what that means? We went from like three different schools and nightmare carpool every morning to zero. How
that
cool
is something
that?
Else.
Quality of life for Stakey and Miss Kimberly just got much higher,
That's
right?
That's great.
So, it's not, dude. And the communication, there's 10,000 friggin' emails with physicals and signing up for this and meeting your teachers and this night and that night and mommy's night and daddy drink bourbon night and kids get to know each other night. Like, I mean, it's overwhelming.
That's a lot, yeah.
Like when we were going to school, it's like, okay, first day of school, how you doing? After school, like throw your backpack down and go play ball.
Right.
And now there's 10,000 things. But anyway, that's just the reality of a whole new world. Of communication, enough with it. How many emails?
They're not sending in you any of that,
what?
Right? I mean, they don't need to
I
do
see
that.
Them.
I have to contact your schools and tell them to stop it right now.
Right.
Yes.
Miss Kimberly does handle much of that.
Good. That's the appropriate answer.
So, as we get ready for things I learn coming up in about 3 minutes, as big a Braves fan as you are, mm-hmm. right, and as fired up as you were over the weekend to say, I'm going to nuzzle into a doubleheader on Saturday, and we got Friday night, which, you know, started great, obviously, with the offensive explosion. And then yesterday, perfect game time, right? We had folks over to the house, so I was grilling out we were doing, like, a going-away party for one of our close friends. And I love the time, you know.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah,
it was good.
Delayed a little because of the weather. It's like, oh, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 4:30 start on a Sunday. It felt a little bit like an NFL Sunday when they have those 4:15 games and everybody in the fall. Like, that's that monster game that Fox or CBS gets. And then it just turns south. But how worried are you that this doesn't have a championship swagger? Even though we went on that great win streak and we had that great month and Austin Riley, of course, what he's done, how discouraged should we be as a Braves fan?
The Mets are better than you. That's it. The Mets are better
right.
than you. And that's – I love my Braves. I'm right here with it. But Braves country, we need to be real about what's going on.
But now –
Six and a
right
half
now.
Up.
And listen, how many times are we the best
team? You mentioned swagger. The Braves didn't have swagger
no.
out there. They looked overmatched. They looked like that was a big moment
Looking
for them.
Around. Yeah, supposedly the crowds at Citi Field were insane,
yeah.
right? They smell a championship team, especially when they beat the Yankees right out of the All-Star break. Now they've opened up a 6.5 game lead on the Braves. But listen, I've been in this town for 27 years. I've watched every iteration of the Braves when they had the best team in baseball, from Gary Sheffield and Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones to Smoltz, Maddox, and Glavin, and then, you know, big-time closer time and again, whether it was Craig Kimbrell or Mark Wohlers or whoever the guys went. And it doesn't mean anything. Because when you get to October, especially in baseball, when the wild card's 2 out of 3 and the next round's 3 out of 5, like, just get hot at the right time.
That's exactly
your
right.
One great starting pitching effort from separating yourself in a series. I watched us lose to inferior teams like the Marlins and the Reds and the Phillies and the Giants and the Cubs. I mean, the litany is long. And then last year, the opposite, where you're, like, coming out of nowhere. And you got the big bad Astros, you got the Dodgers, everything else. So, listen, it's great you can win in to New York. It means a lot. It's August.
52
it's
left.
It's August,
we got 52
right?
games left.
And
it,
I don't care right. if we're a wild card and Acuna gets hot and you know, Max pitches great and Charlie Morton spins a gem, then we're going to be fine, all right?
Let's, now I feel better. Thank
yeah.
you.
Here's some of the things I learned.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
It's Monday, and it's time for Things I've Learned. A look back at the weekend on The Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, I learned this about 8 years ago, that Darren Eales is a special guy. And not only did he come here for 2 years prior to Atlanta United actually playing games and build up a fan base and excitement and an energy that I've never seen before, but then he executed by bringing home an MLS Cup for the United, actually 3 trophies in the course of his career, and then how fitting that on his final day pre-gaming with supporters and tailgates prior to Saturday's, 3 o'clock start, I guess it was,
yeah,
which is a great thing.
Right here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I believe it was the 94th minute in a 1-1 game. This happens.
Bounces back to Moreno. Moreno coming forward now to the top of the arc. Pass to Goodman. Goodman, shot, score! Golazo to win the match! Andrew Goodman, I don't believe it! And if Atlanta United ends up making the postseason in 2022, that goal may have sent them there.
Mike Conte coming with some A game. That's a national-type call, that kind of excitement. And it was a huge moment. I think you got 2 wins in your last 12 games. You needed the 3 points. And just back to Darren Eales, what a way to send him off as he gets ready to take on a job as running Newcastle out of the Premier League, a team that needs a lot of help. But Darren Eales, one of the classiest, nicest, most impressive, and most relatable, approachable guys. You know, before there was Alex Anthopoulos, there was Darren Eales.
You're right.
And
yeah.
We forget that Darren Eales came in here and in year two won MLS Cup and also filled 70,000 people.
And so there was 49,000 and change on Saturday. And Mike Conte, I was talking to him pre-show, he said that was the best atmosphere since the pandemic. So what was going on there is something special.
Well, that was the best call I've heard all
yeah,
year long.
Mike, nice work.
Maybe one of the all-time calls by Mike Conte. All right, what else did we learn over the weekend? Time to get another Georgia Bulldog in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, this time Richard Seymour, who made it clear he is a damn good dog.
We never cared who got the accolades as long as we got the W. And that wouldn't have happened without one of the best owners in sports. RKK, I call him the Godfather. You may know him as Mr. Kraft.
Okay. I think we were looking for him talking about Georgia, where he actually gives a big shout-out to the dogs and had a number of folks in attendance, including Randy McMichael, his buddy.
Oh, that's so cool.
Who was up there, who would be following us on the midday show. And I was not trying to throw Mr. Kraft love there, but he threw a lot of people. He talked about the Raiders, talked about the Patriots, talked about, obviously, his high school principal, his the one who inducted him, and he talked about playing at Georgia. The 5th Georgia Bulldog in the Hall of Fame, along with Charlie Trippi, Terrell Davis, Champ Baker buddy Fran Tarkington.
That's fantastic.
As well.
Nice.
Do you follow Fran Tarkington on social?
I don't. Should I?
I think he's close to 80 years old. He hit a hole-in-one a couple of weeks ago.
Come on.
Yeah, he was playing golf.
He's quite a character.
He
is.
Yeah. He was very excited. Also, over the weekend, a great moment for Squid Billy. If you're a TMZ fan, or even if you're not, you had to appreciate that our very own Bo, who produces the afternoon show, and you hear his voice also as a host, he gets on TMZ. I don't know why they went to Squid Billy for a comment on Aaron Rodgers' hallucinogenics. But let me just say this. He got big props from the TMZ team. He may have a new job ahead.
Hey, guys, Bo Morgan in Atlanta. You know, we should have known that Aaron Rodgers was doing psychedelic things when he showed up to training camp looking like Cameron Poe from Con Air. This is a guy, he's a Cal Berkeley guy. He's always kind of, you know, been marching to his own beat. He's always been kind of a crunchy dude. And I think it kind of drives some people in the NFL crazy because he's not the face of the franchise like other quarterbacks. He's not a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady. He's his own guy, and he's kind of a little bit of a hippie. And the NFL hasn't really seen a guy like that in the play quarterback since the 70s.
God, you're so right. You are so right. He is kind of like a hippie.
Perfect assessment.
Absolutely. That was good.
Wow.
That was really good.
Dude. How about that?
That is so cool.
That's Harvey Levin, and then that's his sidekick, and then they go back. They like throwing bouquets. I'm telling you that he could easily end up a correspondent.
He's really good.
Leave us high and dry.
I did ask him just real quick how that happened. He said he slid into the DMs. TMZ slides into his DMs, gives him three subjects to talk about, and then they do it live as they're taping it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't something he taped ahead of time.
Yeah, and if you messed it up, you may not end up on the air.
Right. So, Bo, good job.
Great job. They're gushing over him. Also, what else do we learn over the weekend? I got two great shows for you.
Okay.
Well, not for you, Sandra, but one of them on Apple TV. If you haven't heard about Blackbird, phenomenal. Finished the show last night. It's about a serial killer that this dude goes to jail who's not a serial killer. He's just a badass drug dealer, and he basically can get out if he can get information of where this guy was murdering women, where they were buried. It's a true story. Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in Rocket Man.
I love him.
Paul Walter Hauser, who played Richard Jewell, who's a great actor, who plays here in Atlanta, and that Richard Jewell was filmed here. And then Ray Liotta in probably his last big role that you'll see prior to dying. This is a phenomenal show.
Is it a movie or is it several episodes?
It's a six-episode deal.
Okay, perfect.
Do we have a cut from this creepy serial killer? Listen to this.
When it's quiet like this, they call it riot quiet, like the calm before a storm.
Really?
Yeah. Or it just means it's quiet. Did you see anyone in here?
This is the creepiest serial killer. Hauser, Hauser, go get Blackbird. True story. Fascinating. A plus. Also, if you work in a restaurant and you haven't seen The Bear, which is the hottest show everyone's talking about, it gets 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, go see The Bear, one of the great season finales you'll ever see in a show. So those two shows, the Stakey Seal of Approval, The Stamp, Blackbird, and The Bear. You can see The Bear. You can't see Blackbird.
Yeah, I heard Bear was great.
You don't like dark stuff, right?
Mm-mm.
Upsetting stuff?
I don't love to watch good serial killer shows.
I love that stuff. Real quick, we also learned Brad Pitt may be a big movie star, but he didn't open up the way Tom Cruise did. What's the name of that train
Bullet
movie?
Train.
Bullet Train.
Mm-hmm.
Only opens at $30 million, cost $90 million to make. And if it did 30 first weekend, it's in big trouble. Getting panned by the critics. So I learned to wait till that comes out on...
Brad Pitt has kind of lost his mojo. Something's up with him. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe he needs to start drinking again. You know, he gave up the booze a few years
ago. Well, that's probably not the answer. He's wearing the skirts. He's into the fashion now.
I don't know.
He needs a good bath, I think. His hair is so greasy.
So they spent so much money promoting that.
They sure did.
Bullet Train's been for like a month.
They probably should have spent a little more.
Opening it
did not work.
Well, you heard also over the weekend, Catwoman, they're not even releasing it. The guys at HBO Max, Andy on the movie stinks, and we're not going to spend $15, $20 million promoting it. Not even releasing it. So
at all to ever? They're just going to put
not
it in garbage?
Gonna look,
oh, my God.
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, wow.
And finally, kind of a cool thing over the weekend, your girl Beyonce, we learned, even though Madonna is such a hot mess these days, she throws her a bone. Correct?
Well, this remix of the Break My Soul, she did one with Madonna, and it is so sick.
Is this on the new album?
Or yeah. Well, I don't know what she's doing with them. She's doing a bunch of remixes with different songs. I'm probably not saying it right because I just discovered. I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, but I do like her a lot. But the people that live, my friend Christy, like, Midnight was up downloading that new Beyonce. So she does it with Vogue. It's really good.
She does.
I showed you some of it.
Yeah, she basically changes the word to Vogue. to honor the female pioneers of the music industry and changes the word to throw them all a bone,
yeah,
correct?
That's really good. That's perfect. That's exactly how
And the intranet is blowing up over Beyonce.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
Listen to this for a second. All right, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Those are things I learned over the weekend, and there were
nice
a lot
job.
Of them. Yes, thank you. When we come back, the greatest Atlanta Hawk highlight I have seen in years happened over the weekend. Like, I literally, how giddy was I over
you
that?
You called me at way mind. Too early about, did you see this? And I go, oh, my God.
It is one of the
ready.
Great Atlanta Hawk moments. If you didn't see it or didn't hear about it, stick around a few minutes. I'll tell you about it. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Steak and Sandra on the Steakhouse.
Hey, speaking of the Hawks, you can listen to every single Hawks game, among other things, on the Odyssey app. Get it, download it, plug in 92.9 The Game, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we'll come back, and I'll lose my mind, and you'll enjoy it. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute.
Football in, you know, Atlanta was a young and exciting team that I see going in the right direction. And just me personally, I feel like if it wasn't Atlanta, I'll still be in San Antonio.
10:23. This is the Steakhouse. I'm Steak Shapiro. That's Sandra Golden. Day number 3 of the new radio show, 9 to 11, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Falcons, Flowery Branch. Practice is going on here. And, of course, Andy and Randy will have tons of stuff from that, including I think Randy was up there with Richard Seymour for the Hall
that's
of Fame.
That's super cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good friends, I guess.
DeJounte Murray coming back. I'm just going to tell you that I haven't been this excited. I get excited about a few things like, I don't know, doing radio, obviously, and going to a great meal. And all the local teams, I'm still like a kid again, you know, as you know, rooting for teams and moments. And what I watched on the intranet with DeJounte and what's going on right now, I have never been so excited to be an Atlanta Hawks fan. I'm losing my mind over what happened at a pro-am a couple of days ago. We'll get to that in a second, though. I do want to talk Falcons. We are live at Falcons, and we are getting more and more time. And one of the things I missed, really, about not being in the game for the last, oh, I don't know, a year and a half or so, is just the relationships you start to develop with these coaches and players and really having skin in the game when you're the flagship of the National Football League franchise in town. And we heard Mike Conte's amazing call on the win for Atlanta United, another one of our properties, and the Atlanta Hawks. So it's a 92-9 bonanza this morning. But I love how Arthur Smith is completely frank, no pun intended, right?
Yes.
And just coming out and telling you, like, you know, last year didn't work, training camp. We didn't play our guys. It wasn't competitive enough. We weren't big enough. We weren't strong enough. We weren't fast enough. You see more of that. Everything's up for grabs. And Felipe Franks, who is – you know, a quarterback is not a quarterback any longer, or he kind of is, right? He's doing everything possible.
Yeah, he's your Swiss Army knife out here. He's too much of an athlete, and he's bigger, stronger, faster, and he is making plays and turning heads.
Yeah, special teams and tight end and quarterback, and Arthur Smith seems like he's kind of impressed.
You got to give Felipe a lot of credit. A lot of guys would not do that. They'd have their agent or their QB whisperer or Instagram guru be bitching up a storm. Who knows, right? But Felipe is he's a special guy. I mean, you saw it today. For him to be able to do what he does, go in there, play multiple positions, that's rare. And
There's not a third quarterback in camp, really. It's Felipe taking the third quarterback snaps. Oh, yeah, he's also learning the tight end position at the same time and playing his ass off on special teams.
Go Google Felipe Franks on the internets, on the Twitters, and then someone just put together a compilation of what he's been doing out here, and that includes running over linebackers. His background is interesting, State, because he's out of the Panhandle, Crawfordville, Wakulla High, and he was a super high recruit, went to Florida. And basically the same thing happened. They're like, you're not going to make it. Transfers over to Arkansas. So it does talk to him about kind of resilience and, like, you better do all you can.
Yeah, he took a lot of heat in Gainesville.
Undrafted, came here, and, yeah.
And found a way to make the team and now finding a way to be a Swiss Army knife, like you said.
And they love him. That's the other thing that they were, as we were watching practice the other day, that he's just a good guy. Comes with big energy.
Yep.
Will do whatever,
and whatever it takes.
Yep.
Whatever it takes. Hey, listen. Marcus Mariota, and especially Desmond Ridder, get ready for Friday night. Desmond Ridder is going to see a ton of snaps. From what I have heard, and the guys have been out here regularly, there is a fairly significant gap between Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder. And this notion that somehow he was going to push the starter, not even close. Marcus Mariota has had a very good camp, been very solid. Desmond Ridder has struggled, holding the ball too long at times, not as accurate. He's a rookie. And he's not a first pick, right? He's a high-drafted quarterback, but he, you know, let's be realistic here. You know, even number one picks overall or twos or three, you know, are going to struggle initially. Trevor Lawrence struggled like crazy last year. I mean, my God, the turnovers. So to think Desmond Ridder was going to push Mariota, it hasn't happened. It's not close. And I don't know how much Mariota is going to play, but you don't want to get Mariota injured because Desmond Ridder is not ready for the job. He will play a bunch in Detroit. I think we'll probably struggle offensively given how many young guys we're playing. It will be fascinating. I'm looking forward to the call right here. Dave Archer and Wes Durham. Archer will join us hopefully tomorrow.
They're in Detroit on Friday.
Yeah.
Dave Archer is going to join us on Wednesday.
Oh, on Wednesday.
Yes.
So in the future, correcting me on the air that blatantly. I mean,
sorry. I didn't kinda, mean to. Because, I just feel like we're sitting around talking.
Right. Because you and I make very few mistakes on the air.
Oh, please.
Right? I pride myself on a level of journalism.
Journalism!
That is, you know, impeccable.
If you want accurate shows, listen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you
listen to Andy and Randy, they know what they're talking about.
I was going
to
say, if you want.
I mean, here comes Mike Bell. I wouldn't listen to Mike Bell. He's one of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to Carl. Carl will know exactly what's going on.
I didn't like the way somebody said to Mike, like, you had a listener come up to me. He's like, is he really out of his mind? Is he really a hot mess or whatever? And he's like, yes, he is. And I think it was Wes. And I was like, I wouldn't consider. I would say he's a radio talent.
Oh, he's the best, yeah.
But somebody, you know, does he live the shtick? I think any great radio personality, Mike probably gets the same stuff about me. Is that guy that into food? Like, the greatest compliment I ever got from Mike Bell, he said it like 10 years ago. He said, Steak's the best food guy in the business. Best lunch guy. He called me, right?
Beautiful.
He called me the best lunch guy in the business.
Well,
and warmed my heart.
He speaks the truth.
Yes, he does. All right, so here's what happened. They're in this pro-am. It's in Seattle.
First of all, y'all, he just put it on Twitter, too, at Steak Shapiro, and tweeted out the video, so you can watch the video.
So go to video. Yeah, go to Twitter to see
mm-hmm.
this.
And then you know what he's talking about.
This is a pro-am in Seattle, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's really cool about this is the number one pick overall, Paulo Banchero from Duke, who I love. I totally understand why he was the top pick. His game is ridiculous. He's playing DeJounte Murray, who he's trying to D him up. Banchero is. Mm-hmm. He gives this ridiculous ball fake, and Banchero goes completely the other direction. So instead of just going to the hole and dunking, he alley-oops himself a pass off the backboard, goes up one-handed, and throws down a dunk. So, A, Banchero looks stupid because he lost him on the ball fake. Then, instead of just dunking on him, he decides, I'm going to throw it off the glass, all-star game style, and I'm going to dunk as Banchero tries to get back in it. Then he gets the ball back, takes it two hands, and chest passes right into Banchero's
right.
face. Like, the ultimate disrespect on every level.
Right.
On every level. And people were losing their mind. Well, Banchero comes back and says, talks a little smack on social media to DeJounte, essentially saying, why you need two guys to guard me? Why you double-teaming me? Just talking some kind
LOL, of... LOL, unfollow me on the gram and everything. It must be personal, huh? That's fine. Just make sure you guard up next time and stop sending doubles family.
So DeJounte Murray did not like however Banchero was behaving.
That is correct.
He unfollowed him. How about when DeJounte gets that message? Here is DeJounte Murray on Twitter. You tried to flex that number one pick on me when I've been rooting for you and you was a kid asking a rebound for me. Don't get on this internet saying nothing. You changed from the humble kid you always was, and I stand on real, boy, and you know. You made it and changed. and I lost all respect. 4 exclamation points. Basically saying, used to suck up to me, used to be a humble kid, and now you're getting in one of these games and you're talking way too much for a rookie, right, who hasn't played 1 minute in the league. And that's obviously must have pissed off DeJounte enough to not only just dunk on him, but humiliate him. And then when the ball comes back, he throws it back at him, which is always the ultimate disrespect, is when you throw the ball back at him. It's one of the great just shakedowns, not only on the court, but off the court. DeJounte Murray is having a blast. I'm going to put this the equivalent of if we had the number one pick in the draft, like Paolo Banchero, and he was coming to Atlanta, that's what it's like getting DeJounte Murray. He's 25 years old. Him and he is long. He is stupid athletic. Just look at the play. Get on Twitter. Follow us on social media, at Steak Shapiro, at Sports Sandra. He's stupid athletic, ridiculous NBA body, and obviously has an edge.
The Hawks magic ticket just went up, right? That's like you
got
to go.
Dude, he has got an edge, and all I could picture was being at State Farm Arena with DeJounte with that kind of attitude, especially the first time Banchero comes in, right, with Orlando, I think it is.
Yeah, the magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now this is full-fledged. Like, DeJounte didn't just go on Twitter and say, pipe down, young man. He's like, I've lost all respect. You need to show some humility. You ain't the kid that I've been following. I unfollowed you for a reason. You don't deserve my respect.
There's got to be more to this.
I think he just talked too much smack during that tournament.
Okay.
I think that they were there together. He didn't like the way the kid behaved. I heard from listen, you're a Duke playing basketball. Take it for a grain of salt. He was not very well liked on campus. He is the number one player coming out of high school. He's now the number one pick in the draft. He is signed for, you know, tens of millions, and somewhere he is smelling himself. And maybe he has a huge rookie year and does that. But DeJounte was having none of it. Bro, he's having none of it. And I just picture him being at State Farm Arena, you know, being a part of the, 92.9 Magic is the home of the Hawks. And him and Trae Young.
It's going to be great.
There's a reason Trae Young is jacked up, dude. This is exactly what they needed, man. Wow. Just tell me on Twitter. Give me one word to describe that dunk. Go on Twitter and look at it. It's friggin' unbelievable.
So excited, Steve.
I'm so excited, dude. I can't.
It's like when you saw that spread of bagels. You got just.
It's like when I walked in and Mike Conte had Brooklyn bagel there with 4 kinds of cream cheese.
It's equally as
I was
impressive.
Like, man, have I landed in the right place, you know?
That's exactly right.
Anyway, and you know that Lux and bagels now is a tough thing for me after what happened about 2 years ago, but we'll get into that. He just turned it around. When we come back, we are going to do 3 strikes because that's how we close out the show on many occasions. And more on the Braves over the weekend. And what went wrong? Well, like a ton of stuff. But we'll give you the number one thing to be concerned about as we wrap things up from Flowery Branch. Steak and Sandra, it's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the Steakhouse. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. Live at Flowery Branch, it is Falcons training camp, a spectacular setup here and great studio, makeshift studio. And thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in to day number 3 of our program that began last Thursday. Andy and Randy coming up next, and we'll hear from those guys. 3 strikes, I'll give you the questions, then we'll talk some Braves a little bit as well. But our 3 strikes questions, and if you want to get aboard and be a part of the show, 404-741-0929. 741-0929. School is back for a lot of folks. Today is my son Bobby's first day of middle school. So a lot of excitement in the house. Girls go back in about a week or so. Got me thinking about all these great teachers all over in Gwinnett and Fulton and Hall County where we are today and right across the street from Flowery Branch High School and all that. Give us the best teacher of your lifetime.
That's
the best teacher.
One.
Do you have someone that jumps to mind?
Mrs. Linda Leek. Mm-hmm. Was my choir teacher back in the day.
Your choir teacher.
Her son lives here in Atlanta, and he listens to us. So there you go.
Wow. It'd be nice if he heard you just give her a shout-out.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
What was so special about
her? Just awesome. And even now, she's just really a great lady.
She taught you how to sing?
No. She was just awesome.
All right. Second is...
What was yours?
I don't know. Either Miss Payne. who was not Payne. No, she was Miss Payne, first grade, taught me how to read, gave me a love of reading. Mr. Lorenz, sixth grade teacher, also just was just a great dude. Just made learning like fun and loved elementary school and loved being around them, and both of them were awesome. So Miss Payne in first grade, Mr. Lorenz in sixth.
Nice.
We talked about Brad Pitt. You kind of threw him some shade a little bit. Bullet Train sounds like he's not off to a good start.
I just said he needs to bathe, I think. Just some soap mixed in.
What? He's one of the most beloved, handsome mm-hmm. actors. So you don't like his new look?
He just looks a little shaggy for my taste. Right. He looks unkempt.
Favorite male movie star? Your favorite male movie star of all time? Do you have someone that, if he's on screen, that's like a must have to go? Think about it a second. Do you need a second? Mm-hmm, I'll give you a second. So that's number two is your favorite male movie. I would say, for me, it's probably Pacino. But I don't know. I got to go a little deeper. But anything Al Pacino, pretty much. He's had some stinkers along the way as well. But and then Spencer Strider, he is all over the papers right now. His comments after the Braves' loss yesterday, not just the New York Post running with it, but multiple sites all saying, wow, this kid really got off as a rookie, saying some of the things he did, which included basically saying felt like a lot of luck. He said a lot of weird hits. The Mets seem to be having a lot of luck. That's great. It's August. We'll see what things are like in October. Kind of a smackdown conversation there. He also talked about the umpires. It helps when you're getting calls and 1-1 counts turn to 2-1 instead of 1-2 and stuff like that. So it's tough to get quick innings, get quick outs, referring to the umpires and how he was angry after that double that hit the bag that drove in a couple of runs. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was angry by the luck. I think he was angry that he think he got squeezed on that at bat in particular. But so glad he said it or piped down. Are you glad that Spencer Strider is talking smack as a rookie, or do you think he should have piped down? So that's the questions for you. Favorite best teacher of your lifetime, favorite male movie star, and Spencer Strider. Good stuff or pipe down? How do you feel about it? Give me a quick thought on that. I'm not worried about it. I think it's fine. You know, maybe he sets himself up down the line when he's dealing with the Mets. But, you know, he's emotional. He thinks he got squeezed. He's got a lot of swagger. He leads the majors, by the way, in strikeouts per average, 9 innings. Again, a little deceiving, but if you factor out his strikeout numbers over 9 innings, he's number one in baseball, 13.4 per 9 innings. I prefer a guy that goes 7 innings, and, you know, you're not having to project it out. But Jacob DeGrom, wow, he was lights out last night.
He was lights out. Quickly on Strider, though, and again, y'all have heard these numbers over and over again. He never has topped 77 and two-thirds innings during any of the college years. 94 innings in the minors last year. He is at 89 and two-thirds now.
He is testy about that as well. It's our big part pregame, and he's just like, I'm glad you guys keep telling me about, you know, my durability. You guys got some good theories on that? Like, he's got an edge.
I like an edge.
No, I don't have a problem with it. I'm curious what the listeners think.
Other things that we need to be watching, Braves fans, is that Travis d'Arnaud was walking around in a boot after he got bulldozed by Pete Alonso. That is something to keep your eye on. Ian Anderson got sent down. He's part of the taxi squad, though, so he is with the team. They are in Boston together. He will pitch on Saturday. Max Fried, did you see that play where he literally banged his head to the ground so hard?
That play was just so jacked up with guys running the crazy on the
bases. He looks so clumsy. And
well, he's trying to – listen, that's
trying to make a play.
That's one of the toughest bang-bang plays where a pitcher is running at full speed, trying to get to the bag, give a target for Dansby, and try to turn a double play for a guy that is not only not a fielder, really, he's a pitcher, but then he's trying to give a target and play first base. I'm not surprised that things went south. It's a very, very difficult play to execute. But then have him literally just, like, fall over after
and then bang with the head. And then so as of yesterday, Snicker's like, we're having somebody continue to watch him because if it's a concussed situation. So that's all in the wheelhouse too, as the Braves enjoy a nice day off.
Yeah,
put some Band-Aids and some icy hot on that thing.
Well, let's just say if it was a Broadway show that opened over the weekend and the show is titled Braves 4 days 5 games, it would close on Monday. The critics would have shut it down.
Yes.
Right?
Bring your tickets back to TKTS.
Yes.
You can get a refund. Enjoy.
404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. We'll fill up the lines right here. And I just mentioned, though, quickly, As we talk about the Braves, Brian Snicker's mindset, listen, he's seen a lot of playoff appearances. He's seen a lot of downtime for the Braves, and they turn it around. What did he think of the weekend in New York?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a good weekend, obviously. You know, we struggled to win the one game we did, and, you know, we were down, I think, in all of them, except for the one we won. It was a rough weekend.
That's like Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know what his character was in Titanic, but that's like saying it wasn't a great vacation. It was not, like, you know, overall just not the best vacation.
I've had better cruises.
Yeah. Was it the food wasn't up to par? Your accommodate? No, I don't know. It's just like this iceberg thing, and next thing you know, my girlfriend wouldn't get off. She wouldn't get her fat ass off.
I was thinking about you last night because, you know, they get into, at least you're going to Boston, so you can go like, let's go grab a nice dinner.
Last night they have a full day off in Boston, which right. This time of year they'll go to the North End. They'll go down by the seaport, great bars down there. Although baseball players don't go out to bars anymore, really, like they used to in the old days, right?
Yeah. But I think you go out with your teammates and maybe like
that would be nice,
a really nice bottle of wine.
You don't see that much anymore. So I agree. Listen, I mean, it's August. For the love of God, it's August.
Yeah.
How stressed are we supposed to be? Let's get William in Atlanta. Hey, William, you are on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Three strikes. How you doing, brother?
Good morning. Good morning, Steak and Sam.
Good morning.
Best teacher of your lifetime?
Mrs. Hand? Yeah, Carolyn Hand.
Oh, that's like got a fast times at Ridgemont High, Mr. Hand. That was a favorite male movie star?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Mm. That's just the best.
That's really hard to argue. Like, just, I don't even know where you begin because he's got mammoth roles at one after another. You glad how that went down with Spencer Strider? Glad he said it or he should have piped down?
I'm glad he said it. We need to talk more trash and stop being scared. Talk trash.
Well, he talked it all right. So did DeJounte Murray. I should have asked about that. My God.
You love that.
Oh, that. To get into it with the first pick of the draft, and Orlando will play him four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe and Cumming, the best teacher of your lifetime, Joe.
I got two things to say. One is you never mess with the secret sauce, and the Braves had that secret sauce last year, and they broke it all up. And recreating it is like going back in the kitchen and trying to
How did they break it up? I mean, how did they break it up?
I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I like, Matt Olson at first, but, you know, they should have kept Freddie. They should have kept,
Freddie could have stayed. All right. Listen, I don't know if you know this is three strikes, so you're in a violation right there. That's a huge violation. Joe and Cummings suspended. You are suspended from the show.
First suspension. Congratulations,
yes,
Joe.
First suspension.
Very nice.
Usually they happen during three strikes, right?
Yes.
That's when I really start, especially when I'm remote. Three strikes on remote is when I need my Xanax.
Yep.
Yeah, do you have extra ones?
I don't. I'm going to start taking them tomorrow.
Mark in Douglasville. Hey, who's the best teacher of your lifetime, Mark?
The best teacher of my lifetime was Joe Varillo. He's my sixth grade teacher back in Connecticut. And during the 1967 World Series, we'd get all of our classwork done by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'd put the radio on, and we listened to the entire series.
That's awesome.
When we were in school.
Think about the impact that guy had now 60 years later, almost. Favorite male movie star? Your favorite male movie star?
Probably not my favorite, but probably the most versatile one is Tom Cruise. I don't think he's made but a handful of really bad movies, but I got to run with that.
All right. Glad that he said it, or he should have piped out Spencer Strider.
The Braves need more Spencer Striders. Go for it.
Wow. The Braves need more?
The entire team needs some edge.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We got about a minute or so left if you want to get aboard here. 404-741-0929. Are you one of those guys that say Tom Cruise plays the same person in every role?
I don't love Tom Cruise. Sorry.
Because just, politics or Scientology?
No, nothing to do with politics. He just kind of bugs me. The whole Oprah stuff. Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's the bomb, dude. You know who he goes out with, right? You know who his girlfriend is?
Mm-mm.
The chickadee that was married to the congressman in New York, Weinstein.
Oh, my goodness.
She's, come
on. God.
Yeah. She was Hillary's assistant for all those years. And she now goes out with Bradley Cooper. It just got public.
He put on...
So she ditched Weinstein, who was the hot mess of hot messes. And I think she landed on her feet to her girlfriends. Yeah, you dating anybody lately? How are things since the divorce? you know, they're going to a guy named Bradley. Bradley? Bradley Cooper. What? That's the definition of landing on your feet.
I'll say.
Is that safe to say?
Upgrade.
Yes. What do the girlfriends say?
Totally upgraded.
Who are you dating? Woo. Who's this guy? Oh, a nice guy named Brad. Hey, when we come back, we will say hi to Andy and Randy, and we'll wrap things up at Flowery Branch. Steak and Sandra. You're in the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.